I'm Patrick Campion for 89.1 WEMU, and today in the Detroit area, we remember an icon, a legend, the voice of the news and the face of the news for many, many years at WXYZ, a man that was lost to the world, Bill Bonds, died at the age of 82, and his funeral and memorial service were today. And we wanted to take a moment to kind of look back at why this man made such a great impact for over 40 years on the world of news in the Metro Detroit area. And we've brought in somebody that worked with him for quite a number of years, 17 in fact. Walter Kraft, the Vice President for Communications at Eastern Michigan University. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much, Patrick. Happy to be here with you.
Glad you could be here. You had a long history with Mr. Bill Bonds. You started working alongside him in 1978. And what did you start out as? What did you do with Mr. Bonds?
Well, it's interesting, Patrick. I started out there as an entry level, as my first job out of college. And my title was production assistant. I think I earned $5 or $6 an hour. And basically a production assistant, it means you do anything for anybody. And for Bill at that stage, that meant everything from getting coffee to getting his pen out of the office to whatever it might be. But it's what you do to pay your dues. And I had a great time doing it. I quickly sort of figured out that if I wanted to grow in the business, I was going to need to really get engaged with writing and becoming a news writer. That was sort of the next step up.
So now you stepped into this position. You know, Bill Bonds was kind of already one of the premier news guys in the country at that point. I mean, how intimidating was it to step out of college and kind of be working in the shadow of Bill Bonds?
No, it was extremely. I mean, he is a force. He is very dynamic and very challenging to everyone around him in terms of the way they handled themselves, the way they presented the work that they did. And, you know, he would make it clear if he didn't like something you were doing. I remember one of the jobs of a production assistant was running the teleprompter. And if I wasn't moving the teleprompter fast enough, or I fell a little bit behind because Bill was doing his famous ad-libs, he would let you know, and he would let you know on the air that, you know, speed up the teleprompter. Come on, teleprompter, move it up.
Yep, I remember the tapping of the pencil on the desk to, along with that, prompter. And I think behind the scenes, you knew what was going on. But I think that kind of endeared him to people a little bit, that he was a real guy who had a real passion for this performance. He was dominant in a way that no Detroit news anchor has ever been dominant. For 40 years, Channel 7 was number one in the news, even at a time where there was fierce competition in a three-network area. How important was that to him, to be number one, to be seen as the news guy in Detroit?
Oh, it's extremely important. It was important to Bill, and it was important to all of us. I think, you know, we all relish the idea that we were the top news organization in the city. And really, I could go to Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, any other large market, and they didn't have anything on Detroit in terms of news coverage. So Bill was the leader of that. He challenged us, as I mentioned earlier, to be better. Every day to communicate better, and he was definitely the leader of the team.
Now, he tried going out to a couple other markets and always came back to Detroit. What was it about Bill Bonds that made him such a Detroit great news guy and not somebody that could jump to a higher network level? But that was fine, I think, for him because he was so dominant here. What made him so endearing to the people of Detroit?
Yeah, I think Bill was Detroit. Bill brought that blue-collar mentality, and he, you know, he really prided himself on that. He was not a rich, high and mighty, polished person. He came out of Detroit, believed in Detroit, believed in the blue-collar part of Detroit. He also liked to challenge authority. You know, he was very much portrayed himself as sort of the little guy, challenging whether it was the mayor, the governor, the news managers at the station. That's who Bill was. He was sort of the guy taking on the elephants.
And as your career developed alongside his, you were at WXYZ for almost 20 years. How much of an influence on your career did Bill Bonds have?
Tremendous. And I'll just go back to, again, when I was a production assistant, and I knew the next step in my career was to learn how to be a writer.
Right.
And I remember thinking, I need to learn how to write for this man. And if I could write a story for this guy, I'll be on my way. And 3 months into my time at 7, I wrote my first script, and I watched Bill Bonds read my story on the air. And I remember looking at the monitor, and watching him read it and said, I did it. I did it. I wrote a story for him.
Was writing for Bill Bonds different than writing for other news people at the time?
Absolutely. Writing for Bill was, you need to make sure you were really on top of things. He was direct about having very short declarative sentences and very descriptive sentences, reminding us all that we were talking to a television medium, much like the radio medium. You can't go back and reread it as a viewer or as a reader or as a listener. So it needed to make sense very clearly the first time, and he really beat that into our heads. And if we failed on that, he would let us know. I remember one of the scary things we all had, Bill would come into the newsroom after the show, and if he came in with your script holding it in the air and he's yelling, who wrote this? Who wrote this piece? You know, you didn't want to be on the end of that.
And as you progressed at WXYZ, you took on more of a management role. What was it like? Can I even say that you attempted to control Bill Bonds, or did you just kind of push him in the right direction?
Bill was interesting. Bill came in very well versed on the news of the day, which I respected, and I think we all respected greatly. We've all heard of news readers who may, you know, read basically whatever is put in front of them. Bill would come in at 2 or so in the afternoon because he worked the 11 through the 11 o'clock at night. He would come in well versed in everything going on in the world, from New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and all that. So Bill would have a say in what you did that day. So we might have our newscast laid out, or at least a good plan of what our newscast was going to look like by 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Bill would come in and he'd say, "We need to do this. I think we need to do this. We're going to do this. I want to write this." And you would respect that, and you would evolve your plan to fit what he saw as the needs of the day.
Let's talk about the fearless nature of Bill Bonds a little bit. He was certainly a man that didn't pull any punches. I think most famously, the challenge of the fist fight with Mayor Coleman Young at the time, the interview with Orrin Hatch that he walked out of. But I don't know that people viewed Bill Bonds in a negative manner because of that. He was saying things that people wanted to hear, obviously, and maybe even wanted to say themselves. So in those cases, how did you handle that? I mean, it kind of seemed like a Bill Bonds explosion, but it always garnered a lot of interest for the station and a lot of interest for him. And I don't see that as almost a negative thing, or always a negative thing. I mean, how did people react inside the station when those sort of things happened?
Yeah, it was not a negative thing, because in some cases it was speaking truth to power. And if you think about back in the 70s and 80s, that was something pretty dynamic, especially on the airwaves of one of the major broadcast stations in our community. And Bill had no qualms, as you mentioned, of challenging whether it might be a business executive, it might be a political figure, whatever it might be. And I think we all relished in that because, you know, we saw that there were things in our community that maybe weren't as good as they could be. So we liked that Bill was the person that was going to challenge those things. Now, sometimes maybe it did go over the top, and sometimes maybe it pushed a little too far. But with that, there was a great magnetism in terms of the viewership. So we would see, you know, our ratings continue to grow, and for us that was very important.
Now, Bill Bonds left WXYZ in 1995, and a lot of people have said that there will never be another Bill Bonds. The world of news has changed. The style of anchors, there's now a clear defining line between hosts that give their opinions and anchors that simply read the news. And obviously news is spread out amongst many, many, many different organizations. There's no longer the big three networks. I mean, is there anybody in the 20 years since he's left regular news that's even come close to being him? And do you think there will ever be another personality like him in Detroit?
I find it hard to believe that there will be anybody that will be able to draw that kind of audience that he was able to draw on any given night. And I think, if you go back to those days, you know, 1 in 3 television viewers at that time were watching Bill Bonds, for Bill Bonds. I've grown up with people, and they said that's all their parents made him do, is watch Bill Bonds at dinner. So I don't think you see that now, and I don't think you're ever going to see that again.
Well, I know that growing up in that era, that my conversations at home were shaped by Bill Bonds, J.P. McCarthy, and Bob Talbert, and he outlived all of them and outpaced some of them in a way that, again, I don't think will ever be repeated in any major market, or any market for that matter. It's just not able to be done in this day and age. Give me your one last kind of summary of looking back at the man's life, what is his most lasting impact on your life personally and on Metro Detroit on the whole?
Yeah, I think on my life personally, it's being an effective communicator and really, really being able to reach people with words and connect with people. And then as far as his impact on the community, I think he made Detroit Media what Detroit Media is, along with a couple other names that you mentioned. Those people are institutions in our city and in our market, and did something in the broadcast medium that we will never see again.
Walter Kraft, Vice President for Communications at Eastern Michigan University, thank you so much for helping WEMU remember this legend of Detroit news today.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.